Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
We apologize for not having an episode last week. Things just got kind of crazy and it just was really hard to put out an episode, and we didn't feel like it would be the best episode because it was going to be rushed. Is that kind of right, Mom?
Yes. And then I wrote it all out on the page and did not even realize that it did not go through and that I didn't say anything about it until Nicole had asked me like something about it. And I'm like, no. And I looked and I could not find where I posted. So I apologize for that too.
Yeah. Cause we should have, well, it's okay, Mom. Cause sometimes I write a text and then I forget to send it and it's just in the box. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sure you had a lot going on in your brain. So.
Unless it's somewhere on the page and I just can't find it. Because sometimes
that
lost
does happen.
I can't find. But I was waiting, looking to see, to comment back. And then I was like, oh, I cannot find that post anywhere.
Yeah. So sorry about that. So last week, Beyonce was just like not herself, not feeling well. And today she actually puked twice. So she's acting better, but she's, for some reason, the food is just not like sitting well with her. So I have to kind of figure that out. So I had to go to the vet and they did like pretty extensive testing and everything on her. And he was a little worried that there was potentially like something stuck in her stomach, but he's also
like
was
an
like,
obstruction.
Yeah. But then he also was like, okay, I have a good feeling though, because she's not continuously puking. And so after a couple of days of treatment, he put fluids in her and then antibiotics and all that. She started getting better, but now...
But then she's puked twice.
Now she puked twice. She puked yesterday and today, so I got to kind of figure that out. It's stressful because that's my baby, too. And when my baby's...
It is hard. Like, that is, like, very, very hard when you get attached to, you know, your pets are like your children. And when you get attached, it's very stressful when they're not feeling well. And, of course, they can't talk. Yeah. So you got to watch their body language and how they're acting because they can't tell you exactly, you know, what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's stressful.
It is. So actually, me, Mom, Arrow, and the two dogs, or no, just Beyonce went to the vet, and that was really hard, was it not, Mom?
Yes.
Mom and Arrow had to actually go out to the car and leave and go to McDonald's for a little bit because Arrow was really just not having it. And then, you know, Beyonce wanted me to hold her because she's not feeling good. Arrow wanted me to hold him. So it was like, oh my gosh, it was a lot. So that was happening. And then on the way home, I have never gotten a flat tire before. And all of a sudden I look and I'm like, Mom, it says my tire's at 14 PSI and I don't even know what that means. So we call my dad and we call Vic, and anyways, Victor had to meet us cause it was going down still. He had to meet us like 15 minutes from home, to fill up our tire. And then I took it in and I guess I just ran something over. But that was like kind of scary and stressful because
it was because I felt like she was in, like driving crazy. And and she's like, "Mom, it's pulling me," or whatever. But it
was I wasn't driving crazy. What do you mean?
You were driving slow, but it felt like it was pulling us.
I was driving slow because I was scared it was going to pop.
It felt like it was pulling. And then I looked up online to see what the PSI was supposed to be in the tire, and we were like down halfway, and I didn't know if it was a little bit stressful. When I'm not driving and something's going on like that, and I can't feel it myself, I didn't know, you know, exactly
what
was
going on.
Well,
Mom was like,
on.
Go faster. I said, I'm not going faster because I was only going 50 because if I don't know if the tire can pop or whatever or hit the rim. So I'm like, I don't want to go fast. But Mom was scared that it was taking longer to get there. So it was going down faster, you know? So it's like, I don't know what the right thing to do is, but we're okay.
Yeah.
So that was the night that, and then that night too, I literally sliced my finger open and I should have gotten sutures or stitches or whatever. And I didn't because I just like, was like, I am not about to go to the hospital right now. So now I've been dealing with that and it's like not healing at all. And I've been asking Mariah, my best friend, who's a nurse practitioner, what to do. And there's not really much you can do. It's in a really bad spot. So then I was just like, all right, Mom was going to come over at 9 o'clock at night after Arrow was sleeping and was like, was it Wednesday night? And she's like, hey, I'm going to come over and podcast. And I was like, Mom, I feel like I've been hit by a bus. Like, I think we just need to take the week off because I am not going to be present. That's a long story about why we didn't podcast, but it was just kind of thing after thing.
And I'm sure you guys, life happens. I'm sure every one of you know, like I can't even believe where a week goes by anymore. And then it's already the weekend and it is just been, it's been a crazy, crazy summer. And I think that I talked about this a lot of times, but I really figured at my age, I would be having more like downtime as far, I do have a lot of downtime with Arrow. So don't get me wrong there, but just a lot of downtime where I don't have something going on all the time. And it's just like more mind, set my mind down, like mm-hmm. shut my mind down a little bit more because, but it's Dave too. His dad not always working, always mm-hmm. doing something. He's just always busy, you know, popping from one thing. And I guess it's as the kids get older and they accumulate more stuff, you know, there's more stuff to take care of. And Dave always has to, like, feels like he has to make sure, he wants to make sure there's nothing going on wrong with any of the kids, vehicles, their law, you know, he double checks everything and he really takes on Jesse's when he's on storm work. Jesse has two lawns to mow. So he's been doing that, you know, cause Jesse works too late or it's dark. He can't get it done. He watches the weather. So he knows when mm-hmm. everything needs to be done. And Victor works a lot too. So
yeah, he's been gone. He's all gone all week and then gone on the weekend this weekend. And I don't like to I tell after he's been gone just because I get like a little scared about people want to come scare me at my house or something. So I don't really talk about
it.
I don't think people like realize how much he's gone because I don't advertise it. Like right now, Arrow is playing in a giant bowl of
lentils
while we're podcasting because we don't have anyone to watch. I could find someone probably to watch him, but I choose to have him in my sight at all times, pretty much. Me and my mom.
And he's very excited about this. We just saw the bags of lentils sitting here and we didn't have no use for them. And I said, why don't we like make him a little sensory bowl? So yeah, he's right next to me right now. He's burying dinosaurs in there and he is putting them through the, what is this?
Like
a little funnel that spins around like a sand toy thing. And he thinks it's great.
It's a really cute watch.
Do you want to say hi, Arrow? Say hi. I don't know what he said. he's smiling though. He's happy that he's getting to do that.
Oh, he wants to say one more thing. You can say one more thing, sweetie.
What do you want
to
say? Say you're playing.
I play.
Yeah, he's playing.
You have fun, honey. Yeah, so it's actually working really well.
Except for her house was very clean when I got here this morning. And
yeah, I have a really awesome lady come over and help pick up things now.
Twice
a month. And she is so good at her job. And she's completely booked. But otherwise, I'd share her name and stuff. But anyways, and then I feel like Arrow always, his goal is to always destroy everything. She even cleaned his room and everything. It's so, I said,
she just, Nicole just lets her have free reign to just walk around and do whatever she wants to do during the time that she's here. And then
pretty much,
so Nicole never knows like what's going to be done really until you get back.
Well,
it's kind of a surprise.
Well, no, because now we went over everything.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. She likes like a list. So then I try to leave a list. But
okay, there wasn't at first.
Yeah, but Vic, she said she wants a more structured list, which makes sense. Victor's the one that's more, I'm just like, whatever you want to do, I'm good with. Because I like surprises. I like to open my fridge and she'll clean out my fridge or clean under my cupboards and or do laundry. I don't know. Anyways, it is really nice to have help, but I was just kind of...
I let him talk once, so now he keeps smiling at me and grabbing my microphone when he wants to say something, but he isn't really saying anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, but okay, so yeah, now my house will be
full of lentils, and these are little. We probably should have did beans. It would be a little bit bigger.
We've been sleeping on Blissy pillowcases, and we love them so much. I did not know that a pillowcase could feel so good and make such a big difference in our lives. So I think it might be time to upgrade your sleep with Blissy's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. So the holidays are just around the corner, and if you are looking for a gift that can give every single day, look no further than a Blissy silk pillowcase. Silk is honestly the most luxurious gift to give your friends or family. These are the perfect gift for any occasion, plus it comes in gift ready packaging that they will love. Give yourself the gift of Blissy today and you'll want one for every room of the house. So benefits are they're temperature regulating. They have naturally insulating properties, so if you sweat or overheat while you sleep, Blissy is for you. On top of that, it's also good for hair because it reduces frizz, tangles, and prevents hair breakage. It keeps moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin because silk does not absorb the moisture off your face. They're also washable and hypoallergenic. So we love ours. I think that you would love yours too because Blissy silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone. Men love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/coco and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/coco. And use code COCO, C-O-C-O, to get an additional 30% off. Give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep with Blissy.
Anyway, so I was thinking yesterday, me and Arrow made a cake. I got a new pan from Pampered Chef. I was invited to a party and I looked through hard to find what I wanted to order because I do not need anything. So I did see this pan in there that you can make every letter of the alphabet and every number. And I'm like, you know what? That was something that I would use or Nicole might use for just different things or even Jesse and Ashley, just like, cause you could just spell something or whatever. So anyways, I tried it out yesterday and I made the letter A. We did the letter A and the cake I picked had 4 egg whites in it. I never told Nicole this, but I do. When people bake and they say 4 egg whites, do you use the yellow yolk for something else and cook it? Or do you just throw it away? Cause I always just use it and then throw the yolk away. But I was thinking when I was doing that, if people actually cook them up.
So I think the only reason that they tell you to use the egg whites
is to keep it white.
Yeah,
I know. So I'm saying,
hey, Arrow, honey, please don't.
So
don't
I'm
throw.
Saying like, you know, like how you have that whole half of the egg still. Do people, when they're doing that, just cook them in a fry pan and just make some eggs?
What I do is I just use the whole egg.
Oh, do you? But then 4 eggs would be too many then, I think. So what do you do? Just cut it down and use 3 eggs?
2 large or 3 small. That's what I do because I don't care about the color of the cake.
Yeah.
And that's more protein, I think.
Well, that's why I was wondering if some you just could cook the, you know, you could.
I was wondering why the cake was so white. It's like the perfect, it almost reminds me of like an angel food inside of an angel food cake. And that's exactly why, because I never do that, but it looks really pretty. And it was a really good cake.
Yeah. Dave ate a piece last night and he's like, oh, wow, this is
so
a
you
good
threw
cake.
Away 4 egg yolks.
Yeah. So what would you do? Would you cook them?
Yeah,
I didn't know that you
them.
Didn't use them. So you never follow the recipe. You always just use. So yeah. So I'm listeners. Do you use the eggs and cut down the number of eggs you use? Or do you just cook them separate? Or do you just toss them into the garbage disposal?
That's expensive.
That's why I'm wondering. I didn't think about it till yesterday because four was a lot.
Four is a lot.
Four was a lot of eggs for that mix.
Yeah, no, for sure it is. So cake mixes are, I was like, me and Arrow, he wanted cake mixes the other day, and they're really can be really affordable, like a dollar or something. And so we got some, but then I realized like it's all the ingredients you have to add to the cake that costs money. Because remember when we made you that triple cake, we made you three cakes. And I was like, we were going to make this like affordable on a budget. But then by the time we use, it's like 12 eggs, a bunch of olive oil and all that. It's like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. It's a lot more than you think. But anyways.
Yeah. That's what made me think about it. Like literally yesterday. And I'm like, I'm going to ask.
Oh, you okay, sweetie?
I'm like, I am going to ask and the listeners and find out. I feel like I got a bad connection. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see what other people do when.
For ideas. Yeah. Yes, so you could scramble them for sure, right?
Yeah. I've never just scrambled egg yolks. So what it would be like, just
really yellow.
Yeah. That's what.
Lots of protein.
Yeah. That's what, I bet you a lot of people use them.
Oh no, now he's throwing toys. We're just going to we're going to get through it this way. We apologize if you hear him in the background, but this is best for us. And so we hope you understand.
And we're already a day late getting this to the editors.
Yeah,
it's been busy, busy again. The boutique store.
Yeah. Cause I kind of, okay. Yeah. So the boutique store, Victor, put in him and an Amish man put in a floor and they did it literally so fast. I'm so impressed. It looks really good, but we just went with like a plank flooring that is, you know, waterproof and all that for like when it snows and stuff. So that's where we're at right now. With that, the walls are all newly drywalled and painted. And so next up is wallpaper, and I picked some pretty funky wallpaper. So I'm excited. So Victor's actually going to put that up as well. He does need a helper. So I think I'm going to see if one of my cousins wants to help. But that's next. And then after that, we'll put up the trim and hang, do all of like the wall fixtures. Yes. So it's exciting.
And I haven't even gotten over there yet to check out the floor. I've been in the town and I just haven't, it's just everything's always going on, but I've seen the pictures and I'm very impressed with Victor too. I was like, wow, I cannot believe they got, it's a big building and they got that all done. And he went early, picked him up, and he stayed till late at night till the entire job was done. So that like made it really.
And they had to rip out like old carpet that was there for like 20 or 30 years. So that was like hard to get out. And so they did that. And then they put in the whole floor.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I was just, he didn't complain or anything. And I like really appreciated that. He just did it and did it with a smile on his face. And so, yeah.
And we have, and like pushing it to get ready for, before Thanksgiving week is still going to be like a lot because we have a very, very busy packed weekends, for the next like 3 or 4 weeks. And, I'm going to be excited when we're going to be worn out by the time it's ready. I walked into Nicole's garage this morning and oh my gosh, it's a path because there's
so many.
I'm
like embarrassed even. Like I was going to show people and then I was like, I probably should not. It's
because there's so many boxes, but you know how when you order Amazon, the boxes sometimes are three times as big as what's inside of them. So nothing's open yet. So we have to go through there, open them. And I think we could condense them into a lot less boxes before we like take everything.
So what happened there. Like, okay, so I found hangers that I wanted and it was only letting me order 1 to 3 boxes at a time. And so I had to keep doing it because I wanted that. I want all the hangers to match and they were on sale. I did everything. Mom, are you proud of me? Because I'm doing everything very affordable.
Yes, but I haven't seen I haven't seen the slips yet. But she has been looking.
I have been.
I was ordering
hangers
left and
right too.
So
this is so out of character for me, but I have been looking at comparing prices at like 5 places before I order anything and reading reviews. And so I'm just really proud because I have to do it on a budget.
And I am really good at comparing price. I'm getting better. Like even when I just told you, I ordered that thing pan from Pampered Chef. I went through a couple other things that I really liked in there. And I actually like would look at the prices in the catalog and go look on Amazon and see if something was similar or made almost like, and if it was a good
like
deal. Were,
like it wasn't if it was comparable,
you know, at least comparable, even like just $10 more versus something that I could get way less, you know, from Amazon. And it looked like it was pretty much the same thing. So I always like to compare when I'm ordering stuff like that too.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's nice because otherwise, yeah, it could just get out of hand. So anyways, I think we ordered like 25 boxes of hangers. And so those are all came separately or in packs of three. So that's kind of where a lot of boxes are coming from. And then God bless you, honey. God bless you. And I actually ordered like pretty much all the wall fixtures and things to hold clothes up from Amazon because their return policy and everything is so much easier than other places. But then I did find like a warehouse place to order stuff from that was, oh my gosh, he's putting Arrow. You can't do that, honey. We're distracted. I'm so sorry. This episode is brought to you by Lumi deodorant. It's a whole body deodorant and the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere in your body, pits, under boobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. So anywhere that you are wanting, created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day, control odor for up to 72 hours, and you know, some deodorants just mask the odor with a fragrance. Lumi is formulated and powered by modelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-deodorant. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free. The pH balance is safe for use below the belt. It's clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. So like 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. With Lumi, the average odor level is 0 out of 10. You can get the Lumi starter pack. So this is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. So that's what my offer is for. But I do want to say my favorite product is the deodorant wipes, because what I realize is like if I have body odor, because I try not to wear like deodorant every single day, like if I will use the 72 hours. So once that kind of like comes up, I wipe with the wipes and it gets rid of, that smell. Cause sometimes when you're just like putting deodorant over top of, you know, I don't know, like the odor, it's still there just like with the smell. So if you take that wipe, it totally wipes that away. And those are my favorite, things. Cause even if I like him in the gym or whatever, and Arrow's screaming and needs me for something and I don't have time to jump in the shower, I take a wipe and I highly recommend them. That's my favorite product of theirs. So as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code COCO at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code COCO. All right. Sorry about that. Now he is playing with Dob, like, bingo type, dauber type things, dot markers for kids. Mom's got them set up there because he was about to put those in his MOUTH.
Yes, and we got it all cleaned up and vacuumed, so you can't even tell he was playing with those.
That's true.
Those lentils. So we're all back to good. But anyways, to let you know, we're very excited. We hope that many of you that listen and live close come and check out the boutique,
because yes,
we're
please
gonna put
come
our
see
heart
us.
And soul into it, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. And I did see you on your questionnaire. I did read your Instagram last night, and I seen people said something about setting up a picture spot. Yeah, that's a good idea. Because
it is.
You definitely can pull that off there.
Yeah, it could be cute.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to do that or whatever. Next up, Halloween's coming, and we usually have it all together, like a family costume idea, but we are trying. Nicole went to Bad X and bought everybody Minion costumes. And
I did because I was like, I'm just going to do this really easy this year. Era wants to be a Minion. We're all going to be Minions. And then I took them all back because
I tried mine on and I looked like a big old blob of, I said, I don't know about this thing. They looked like they would have been warm, but it wasn't very cute and it wasn't very original. We all looked the exact same.
Yeah. So it didn't feel right. So yeah,
So if you guys have any costume ideas, you have a couple more. What are you thinking maybe?
No, I honestly don't know. So I've I was like, should we all be a villain of some sort from Disney? Because okay, so I base my costumes off of something I find for Arrow. And then I try to find something for me and Vic. And there's the cutest Captain Hook.
Jesse was Captain Hook at that exact age?
Oh my gosh, maybe I should do that.
At the exact age, Jesse was Captain Hook.
That's so cute. So then I could just be Wendy and Arrow, or Victor can be Peter Pan.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Do
you remember now?
Yeah,
Jesse,
I remember.
He had a little
bowl cut.
Yeah. And I bought that costume for him. And we were in Florida and we were at Disney and he wanted that costume. And
it was a good costume.
Because I actually bought it for him just to play dress up with. And then he wore it for Halloween and he was so cute. He might have been three.
I think he might have been a little. Yeah, three.
I think he went to 3-year old preschool then.
So. Do you think, I just don't know if Arrow would keep the hat and stuff on. I don't know.
Well,
so,
you can even wait till next year, but I know
that one's cute.
And I bet I still have Jesse's.
Yeah, maybe we'll wait till next year for that. Cause then what if I had a little baby girl by then and I could make her Tinkerbell?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, okay. So we're going to wait. We're going to hope for our Tinkerbell to arrive for next Halloween. This year. So then I thought, what about Alvin and the Chipmunks? Because there's three boys and I could just be a boy. But then mom's like, okay, what if we did the girls? The girls are really cute. And then me and mom were the girls and dad, Arrow and Vic were the three boys. But it's kind of hard to find even like chipmunk ears. Oh, wow, Arrow, that's beautiful. Mia, he's giving it to you. It's really good, actually. It's very colorful.
Wow, he did a good job.
Yes, he did. So we need ideas. And the reason I found a really cute chipmunk kid costume, and that's what made me think of that. So
there is so many cute kids costumes. Yeah. I mean, there is no.
And Victor always just says, he said, just pick out something, but he's always reluctant on his costume because he thinks they look silly.
But he wears them. He does.
He does. He'll wear it.
He just lets Nicole gets everything, and then he doesn't say anything about it until he's getting dressed in it. And then he's like, oh my gosh, like what am I wearing?
So then I told him this year, I said, you pick your costume that you will like, and me and Arrow will revolve around your costume because I don't want you unhappy. And he said, no, just pick me out. I'll wear whatever. I said, okay. It is hard to like pick something. So.
Yeah. And then, talking about Halloween, how early is it to start decorating for holidays? Because the whole stores, and I've only been in one, but everything's full of Christmas already.
All of them are.
But then when you think about it already, it is like Christmas is going to sneak right up. It's scary. Like, I mean, especially people who don't prepare and the way everything is now, Christmas sneaks up and it's right here. And we decided to do a very simple Christmas this year. So I'm very happy about it because Nicole always says she will. And then she always like changes it, but she's texted in our family group text the other day that she's just going to get everybody something from Arrow. The thing is, everybody has what they need, and it's more about spending time together and playing games. Like I like the family games. In fact, I thought of this, Nicole, cause I want to get a group to decide this. I think it would be fun for everybody to go shopping and,
I got to give him a piece of paper cause he's painting his whole high chair. Here, Arrow, can you hand that to him, Mom?
Right so I just gave him a brand new one.
Oh, he probably threw it. Oh,
That's his. There's a paper on there.
Oh,
so he's coloring the paper.
Oh, okay. I was like,
it's
oh
not
my
the top
goodness.
Of the high chair.
All right.
But anyways, I thought of this, Nicole. What do you think of this? That everybody for each person has to go into a thrift store anywhere, and they have to find a $10 gift for each person and wrap it up. Like, but it has to be something useful. It can't just be a joke. It has to like
it can be a little knickknack that's cute.
That's what I'm saying. Something that reminds you of that person. Like, don't you think that'd be kind of fun? Because then you can still like hunt and go Christmas shopping. And just
I like that
try
idea.
To, you know, see. And I actually would love to just send dad by himself. And I don't even want to see what he gets.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Because I think it'd be, you know, you look for through different things. Or it could be from a, like, any kind of
Secondhand.
Anything. Like, anything, something little you can pick up for somebody else. You know, I think that would be a great idea.
I like that. I really want to do... What I really want to do is like a joke this year with wrapping up stuff from someone's house. I just don't know who to do it to.
The funniest would be to do it to my mom.
It would be, because she reacts
but
really
then
fun.
We don't have, the thing is, we don't really have, like, we'd have to just go over there and visit her and take her a couple gifts, because we don't, you know, all the families are big now and they have their own kids and stuff. So we don't have where we buy gifts for people in our mm-hmm. family, because it's too hard on everybody.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just, it's a lot of, you know, stress. And I love just the simplicity of not having, I mean, we get Dave's parents something and it's usually, I'm going to be honest, it's usually gift. I get them something little and then I get them a gift card because it's something useful. I mean, they're 70, you know, in their 70s, and isn't grandpa, yeah, high 70s, and they have everything that they need. So
who
I mean,
are you talking about, Grandpa Franzel?
Yeah,
he's in his 80s.
And how old's grandma's in her high 70s, right?
Oh yeah, like 78 and 83.
That's what I'm saying. So like they have what they need, so mm-hmm. it's just easy. What I like to do for them during the year, and you know, we do, which I do this month to do it, go and just get them something for dinner and take it over there. They really enjoy
that. Yeah, you
that.
Do that quite a bit.
Yeah, and they enjoy it. And they always try to pay me. What do we owe you? I'm like, nothing. We brought you dinner. We wanted to pick you up something. And, mm-hmm. you know, and as you get older, you eat a lot less. So they're like, don't get too much. This is going to last us like 4 days. But they really like their Chinese and always order it with no MSG. And so it's, you know, healthier. And then they'll eat that for a few days and they're always excited about it, or mm-hmm. some kind of dessert. Or if I go to the stores, pick up a few things that I know that they really like and drop it off. And that's what the kind of stuff I do like to do for my mom too, is pick her up and take her out to lunch and,
mm-hmm.
and, that kind of stuff, just, you know, little things throughout the year. And it just makes it a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's a lot nicer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And so my recipe for this week is cheeseburger pizza. And it's quite simple. You go to Walmart or wherever you shop at, and you get 3 packs of the crust mix that you mix with 1/2 cup hot water. And so you make the crust with the 1/2 cup hot water. Well, it'll be 1.5 cups hot water, and let it sit, and then spread it on a big like cookie sheet. Spread it on there and you bake it for a few minutes first, just the crust, just to get it started. And then you pull it out and you put on there just the regular like marinara sauce. And then I always have a pound of burger ground burger, like cooked. And so I put that all on it. And then anything you'd put on a burger, onions, mushrooms, peppers, like some garlic into the crust, and you put like whatever you want on the pizza. And then instead of mozzarella cheese, you use like the orange cheese, like the sharp cheddar. Delicious. It is very good. And that's how I make my cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah.
And then you could actually put some.
You could put like, some. Did you ever sauce put pickles on it? Because at restaurants, I
didn't.
Love that.
But you
probably
could like
be good.
Anything that you put like on a cheeseburger. But you, and then you can also use some of the Thousand Island dressing, like after to dip the pizza into. But it's really, really good. My kids love my homemade pizza.
I have a wild man right now. Hold on, we'll be right back. All right, we're back again.
Yes. And I wanted to say that I went about a week ago to, I had to go pick up food for a food bank for a family that was working. And since I didn't have anything, you know, going on that day, I volunteered and did it. And it was the first time that I had ever done that. And it was a little bit rainy and I had no idea how it worked, but I got there plenty early. I think it started at 10 and I got there about 9:15, and I pulled in, and I think I was probably about, being 45 minutes early, I probably was about the 30th vehicle. And So I just pulled in and I was already in the second line, and then I waited and it didn't start till like 10 after 10, but the volunteers were, they had on, it was rainy, like I said, rainy, and they had on like raincoats, and they had these ice cream pints, and they were coming and knocking on the windows and seeing if you, well, they asked how many people you're picking up for, and they wrote that on your window. And then they asked if anybody wanted ice cream and a spoon, because they were afraid these were going to melt. If anybody wanted ice cream while they were waiting, I saw them like going, you know, to each and every vehicle. And there got to be quite a few vehicles by the time it started. And like, I was just looking around and all of them just, you know, it was a lot of people, you know, it was good vehicles. And I don't know. I was just watching it and I still didn't know how it worked. And then when they pulled you up, they told each person, like told you to come, and they loaded you like five or six different spots with different food items. And I don't know. I just really appreciate everybody needs to appreciate all the volunteers, because all that is volunteer work and they don't have to do that. And it looks like a lot of work. There's heavy stuff. There's onions, potatoes, gallons of milk. There was meat. I mean, and they do these quite frequently, and they've been doing them up here for about 4 years. And I don't know, it just, they packed a lot of stuff in the vehicle. And I mean, some of it, of course, is stuff, you know, that maybe isn't going to get used, but all in all, it was just a good experience. And it wasn't what I expected at all, I don't think. And I think a lot of people around here are hurting for groceries and being able to feed their families and stuff. So I really appreciate that they do that for them, for everybody. And I might actually have to go this Thursday, I'm not sure yet, and pick up again for the same family. They still haven't let me know yet, but anyways, it was, I don't know. Well, I don't know what to say about it, but it was like a little bit of an eye awakening. And I mean, and just watching all the volunteers and the people the same people do this over and over again. And so thank you to all of you that do that to help the people in our community and for putting on so many food banks. Cause like I see they are around here quite frequently. They're less frequently now than back with the COVID and all that stuff, but still, it seems at least once a month there's somewhere in one of the neighboring towns that there is one. And, you know, and it gives me a lot more appreciation for all the people actually having experienced it and watching it and, you know, going through it. But I was embarrassed a little bit because one person was loading me and telling me to go, and the next person was waving to me, and it was kind of rainy, and they're like, stop. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my first time doing this. I'm so embarrassed because I, you know, and I didn't know you got to get up, you open your vehicles. I just kind of watched what everybody else was doing and what anybody else did. That's what I kind of did. Like if they got up and opened the back of their vehicle, I did that. But once I got up there and it's like, stop, go, you know, I don't know. I thought I was done after they put the first stuff into the thing. So I thought I was done like right then, you know. I didn't know I had to keep like pulling up and waiting for more stuff, or, you know, it was, but anyways, yes. Thank you to all the volunteers that actually help and do all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people were there picking up for other people. So thank you to all of them who make sure that, you know, that elderly and, you know, people, family, big families can, you know, that you're taking food to them.
Okay, go take that one, honey. You go play with that one then. Yeah, that was really nice of you, Mom. And I feel like it's something that everyone should experience, or I should volunteer and stuff. I didn't even know that was really a thing. So that's like a really good thing to spread about too. Because there's people standing out there. Yeah, you think about it. Of course, they're doing it as volunteers. So
yeah, and they have to unload the truck. And then, you know, they actually, like I said, they have a lot of different stuff there. And it's got to be a big, you know, you have to, like, what would stress me out about that whole thing? I would want somebody to specifically give me a job, like, tell me what to load in there. Because you have to make a judgment by how much stuff you have and how many cars are there. So that the very last car is not getting any food, but yet you don't want to have a ton of it left over so that you have to give the last ones so much that they can't even shut their vehicle, or that people didn't get their stuff. So that, it takes a lot of, I think that would take a lot of planning in your head. You know.
You're pretty smart about that. I think you'd be good at that.
And I did see a lady like, well, yeah, after a while, but at first you don't know.
Right.
But I did see a lady with a pad of paper who was like writing how, you know, and I had to fill out a paper that said who the family's name and all that stuff was and give it back to her. So I think they go up there and they count how many people.
Right.
And
but can people come like, so when you said that, when you were telling me that, can people come like in the middle? Like, so is there a certain time you have to be there to be counted?
No, I don't know. It starts at 10, so I'm sure they still, but I think people who go regularly, because of how I saw the lines went, I'm sure not
they
many people
up
pulled
time.
Up mm-hmm. after 10 o'clock.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that most of the people were there. And like I said, they were walking mm-hmm. in between every car. The cars constantly and through the lines. I think there were, I didn't see on the road, but there was five lines inside the church thing all the way around when mm-hmm. that's all I could see. And like I said, it was raining, so I didn't get out and walk around or anything, you know.
Right.
I just stayed in my vehicle and that was it. You know, I saw people going in. A lot of people must know each other because they were getting out even in the rain and they were going into the church and the building mm-hmm. probably mm-hmm. and stuff like that and getting ice cream. There must have been a lot of ice cream up there. Mm-hmm. Seen a lot of people getting ice cream when because it would like start raining and then stop. It wasn't mm-hmm. like pouring. It was just like wet. In fact, it was so wet. I think they usually write the numbers on the outside of the car. This is a funny story. I didn't tell Nicole this, but they give you the marker and they wanted you to write it in the inside so that they could see it. And then afterwards I like wiped it off and Dave asked me, was you putting some pink makeup, it was an orange color, but he goes, you wipe your makeup on the window? Cause he saw the little tint of the color. And then I started laughing and he's like, what, you did something and you're not telling me. And then when I told him what it is, he didn't care. But at first he's like, why would you just wipe something on the window? And I knew when I got home too, because I went and unloaded all the stuff. And then when I came back, I'm like, I have to make sure I go grab a Windex because I had needed something wet. I had nothing in my car except for dry stuff to wipe it up. So I knew that I needed to get something and I totally forgot about it. And then it was like 2 days later when we went somewhere and Dave opened that door. And of course he would notice the smeared window a little bit. And then it was just funny because I just kept smiling and laughing. Because I'm like, Jenny, you knew to go wipe that off. Because I should have just left it on there and wiped it off when I had the right something wet mm-hmm. to wipe it off with. But I like smeared it and it was just kind of funny. But he notices everything.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, and then I ran over like a tar, or what was it? A grease tube. And my whole car got covered with grease the other day.
Yeah, it was just, and she has a white vehicle. And I got out and first, or she got out, but she didn't notice it. And then I got out and I'm like, and it was almost like a reddish, like a red, yeah. It looked like oil paint. To me, it would look like in the old, like, because my mom used to do oil paints. And it looked like a tube of like that oil paint, mm-hmm. like a red one, mm-hmm. because it was the way it was splashed from one end to the other. And I was, it stressed me out because I knew from the looks of it, it was not going to be easy to go. But Dave told her to take it to the car wash because he didn't check out good enough what it was. And it was, and it did not come off that way. But then Dad helped you get it all off, right?
Oh my gosh, do you hear that?
The static?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear it for a second.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard. Sorry. Yeah, no, it didn't come off at all. So then me and Dad had to take it. Arrow. Okay, so I'm going to finish this off with, because he is now making Arrow. Right here, you have crafts right here. I'm going to end this with, I'm going to give you a couple ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. Because that's actually where I am in my life right now is that's exactly what I'm doing. Where mom says her time is kind of flying by. of course, time's flying by. But for me, I feel like I'm actually for once being able to slow down and enjoy the smaller things. And I don't necessarily have less on my plate. So I think it's just kind of like a mindset thing, and also doing little small things every day to encourage that. So I'll start with... okay, so number one, keep a bird feeder by a window, ideally the kitchen, because it'll pass time when you're washing up. So that's like a little thing that can, you know, brighten your day. And then... buy a cheap blender and use it to finely chop onions, because it saves time and tears. I feel like we are always chopping onions, or I just kind of avoid, I guess I won't put onions in this because I don't want to, you know, chop them right now. So that can help also prepare with meals and things like that. Keep your children's drawings and paintings and put the best ones in frames. I think this is all great in moderation. I don't keep every single thing because I don't know where I would, what I would do with it, but I keep most of them, and I do frame a lot of them because I think that is, I don't know, it's really special, and it's fun. It was always fun for me to look back at even my old Christmas ornaments my mom would keep, and she still has them all, but oh, I made this when I was this old. Like, it's just cute. Let's see. Set time limits for your apps. So I think that's super important for people who are on their phone a lot. You can add on your smartphone, if you go to settings, and you could add a limit. I definitely need to do that. I've been doing a lot better, but I can always do better. And then was that four? Did I do three or four or five yet? Okay, so another one would be eating meat once a week maximum, ideally less. So that is just supposed to improve a lot of health issues and things like that. And then I'll do one more because I'm not sure if I was at four or five. Be polite to rude strangers, because it's, you know, it's just be the bigger person. There's so many times I do not, like, if they're rude to me, I'm just like, I'm going to be rude back. But it's really a shift change for me. And it's just like, literally killing with kindness, and it feels good, and they will feel like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that, you know, instead of just both throwing gas in the fire. So those are my little things to leave you with today. Sorry for the hectic podcast episode, but we wanted to get one out this week, and we will see you next week. Thanks so much.